AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Dan Campbell took this Lions job with a vision. That vision has ignited the Lions fan base in a way not seen perhaps ever.
This is a sleeping giant. This is a sports town. And, we feel the love.
Remember who you are!
Yeah! NFC North champions,
everybody.
Vision winners, back-to-back seasons.
Your team main odds of the pride is worldwide now. Riding to your town, win, then ride out. The crew here to break it down for y'all, to demonstrate how we game playing around with y'all. The humble host with punchlines to give you a black eye. We brought a GM and OC, even a stat guy. Other teams drink the Kool-Aid, roll over and quit. I drank Campbell's soup and woke up all grit.
Welcome back to another episode of the All Grit Podcast. We got a fun one for you guys today. The crew is not all the crew's with us today, but we got the intern. Ivan was able to make it for us. He'll be helping us out. I'm your humble host today, Adrian, the OC, the offensive coordinator. But we have a special, special guest all the way from the state of Georgia. Now, I do want to give him an introduction, but just like any special guest, he needs a proper introduction. So how about let's shut that down for a second. How about we let Michael Buffer give Grant a special introduction?
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
All right, Grant, welcome to the show, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
I just thought you should have a proper introduction. the history we have. So a little background for everybody. Grant and I were roommates when we lived in New York, and then we were in each other's wedding.
Yep.
So got a lot of history. We've watched a lot of football together, and mad respect for your Falcons, man. They're going through. You guys have gone through a couple coaches since we first met, but right now you guys got Raheem Morris. You guys had a pretty good offseason, I feel like. I watched your guys' draft. So I'll let you talk, man. What's been the most exciting thing for Falcons Nation this offseason?
Oh, man. After coming off such a odd and turbulent year last year, I'm sure many people were just scratching their heads off a lot of decisions that were made with Kirk Cousins. And and then after the pick of Michael Penix Jr. in the draft, it caused a lot of uproar, a lot of controversy. So it was entertaining.
Stuff?
Yeah. Entertaining, to say the least, just of everything that was going on. So definitely more excited. It seems like there's more organization going on this year. There's an actual direction going ahead with Michael Penix being the starter. So there's a lot more hype, I would say, going into this year.
Okay. So you answered one of my questions. So Penix is officially the starter right now and Cousins is the second string.
Officially the starter. It's funny because he's definitely the highest paid backup. And I think going into the preseason, I don't know if this gets ahead of what you're talking about, but I don't think our backup might be the only one not playing a preseason game just because of how much we're paying him.
Wow. So, okay. Yeah. So, all right. I'm thinking a little ahead, but now that you bring it up, so Friday, tomorrow, if you're listening to this later on, guys. We recorded on Thursday, so the game's tomorrow. So who's playing in the preseason game for the Falcons at quarterback?
So I've seen Raheem say that no of the big starters are going to be playing. MPJ, receivers, Bijan, Kirk's not playing. So the big thing to watch for us is going to be our rookies that we just drafted. Our two edge rushers, the two safeties. So they're gonna get a lot of the action that we'll be watching for.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So yeah, I was just talking to Ivan before we started. I don't think we're playing our first and second round rookies because they're starters. Tyreek Williams, Tate Rallage, they will not be playing because they are starters at this point on the roster. But our third, fifth round guy, all the rest of them, they are playing.
Okay.
So interesting, bro. So what side were you on when the coach decided to bench Cousins? Were you like excited, like finally, or were you like, I don't think this is right? Like, where were you at?
In the moment, I was a little just, okay, something needs to be done. I remember it was after the Raiders game. We beat the Raiders, and it was an ugly win. Kirk looked terrible. Yeah. You could just tell something was off, and it came out later that he had an injury that he was dealing with, but he was still being started. So looking back now, I think it was the right decision. But in the moment, I was just confused, and I was like, okay, we just need to get a handle on this because this is not looking good for the future. But I'm glad that Michael Penix Jr. got the three games of experience. Yeah. Now that he's the official starter, he has a little bit of a heads up of what to expect. So
interesting.
I think it was a good play.
Yeah. Cause we in Michigan, we're really familiar with Kirk Cousins. Like he's from 20-30 minutes away from here. You know, he's from Holland, Michigan. That's where he grew up. He goes to Michigan State. Yeah. He still lives out here during the off season. And then he went to Michigan State University. So we watched him there. So we've kind of followed his career, and it's funny now he ended up in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And then I did watch, what did you think of the quarterback show on Netflix that featured Cousins this off season?
You know, when it came out, I think I had a lot of stuff going on. I wasn't able to watch all of it, but I read a lot about it, and people were saying that Kirk Cousins might be a serial killer because he's too nice, and I could totally get that vibe from what I did see.
Yeah,
he's like kind of like, oddly nice, like
robotic nice.
Yeah, yeah. So that was what I heard.
Yeah, interesting. Man, so this offseason, what are you looking forward to with your rookies or just people that you got, free agents? Like, who's the top names that should be familiar with?
Obviously, Michael Penix is the one we're mainly watching just to see how he progresses. With the defense, you know, we spent so much on our first round. We gave up a first and a second for James Pierce Jr.
We went back. That's right. You guys moved out. Yeah. Did you move
up? We took two first rounders. We gave up a lot for that. But what I've seen from the training camps is that he's been the star of the show. He's been tearing it up.
Really?
Destroying. Like, and we have a pretty good offensive line.
Yeah.
Especially for run blocking. And he's been outshining Jalen Walker, who was the first pick.
Right.
Just from his edge rushing. And so I'm most excited to see what he can do because Jalen will probably be more of a Swiss Army knife. He'll probably be dropping coverage a little bit more.
Yeah.
But edge rushing was just such a huge need coming off last year.
Yeah.
We had that
need too, man. I thought first round we'd go edge. We didn't. Obviously, we went defensive tackle, which I'm fine with. But just like the Lions published a draft video, and James Pierce Jr. was not even a consideration. Like, he wasn't even on our board because our guys, our general manager and just the whole administration, they really value a player's leadership qualities and personality.
Yeah.
And from what I've heard, James Pierce Jr. doesn't kind of fit that, or at least he didn't come off to that when he got interviewed by us.
Yeah.
I don't know what impressions he's made down in Atlanta.
It's funny you've said that, because that was what a lot of people were saying when they drafted him. That was the big question mark. And from what I heard before, he was a top 10 talent. But because of those questions, he slid on a lot of people's boards. And I did hear that he got into a scuffle with a couple of our O-linemen on like the first day of training camp, that he was just kind of, I don't know, you know, the details of it, but there was something going on there, but it seemed to get worked out.
Okay.
But I will say that that's probably something that edge is something that we miss as an organization. We don't really have a player that doesn't mind getting down and dirty, like sticking up for our other players.
Yeah.
If something comes up. Yeah. So hopefully that's what it turns into.
Yeah. You know, when we had a really bad, I mean, we had a lot bad losing culture for a long time, but I'm sure Ivan remembers when we got Dominic and Sue, he was that kind of like dirty on the edge player that like, he was really good, but he was also always pushing the limit and pushing the line. But we liked that because we needed that energy to kind of get us out of the hump that we were in. So that when you saying that, that reminds me of that sometimes you just kind of need some spice. You need some sauce to get things going. So nice. Do you think he'll play on Friday in the preseason or no?
Yeah, he's supposed to play. Jalen Walker.
Did he play this last one? Or no, this is your first game, right?
This is our first game.
Okay, because we had the Hall of Fame game, right? Okay.
Yeah, so we're excited to see our first taste of what it's going to be like.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. I heard someone else talking. I don't know if I'm on the same level of intensity, but they hope he gets a couple of your backup linemen fired.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. What do you think, Ivan? I feel like you got something to add.
No, he will for sure. He'll get through that line. I'm not confident with our third string O-lineman.
Yeah. I was going to add that too. If Pierce plays and he's playing really good against your ones, he's going to eat tomorrow. Our even second string tackles aren't really that, like, it's a big drop off from our first or second right now. We got Giovanni Manu that's been playing in camp all week, and he's like literally been learning football when we drafted him last year.
He's a developmental player.
He's this huge guy with a huge structure. He's kind of like a Mailata from the Eagles. You know, like they got him rugby out of Australia.
Yeah,
and then he became an all pro because he just insane body.
Just based
on Giovanni Manu, that's why they drafted him, because he's like insane kid from Canada and he's learning football. So they've said he's made some steps, but if James Pierce plays against them, he's gonna get his.
If he gets 2-3 sacks, don't get too hyped up.
Yeah, yeah, I will advise you that. So if you tell your friend, like your fans are like, oh man, like he's eating them lions, it's like, well, you know, our dudes aren't that good when it's the second and third string. But how about your guys as receivers? Like, I'm thinking of Drake London. Random question, but you know, a lot of us have our fantasy league drafts here pretty soon. You and I do in ours. Yep. So is Drake London, where is he worth number one? Is he a number two? Like, how is his chemistry going with Penix? What does that look like for fantasy owners?
He's definitely established number one on our team for sure. Especially 'cause now Darnell Mooney, I don't know if you knew this, he's our number two. He got hurt in camp. So he probably will be questionable for the first 2 weeks, I think, at least. He'll just get even more reps.
Did you just get him this offseason, or has he been there, Darnell Mooney?
Last year was his first year.
So this is,
his second year.
Because he was really good on the Bears. I just feel like they didn't use him enough.
Right. I mean, they never had the quarterback play to keep up with him. And he did good for us last year. He almost had he was right on the brink of 1,000 yards. And I think he had like nine.
He's one of those quiet guys, like quietly good.
Yeah. So Drake London, I'm trying to figure out for fantasy what you're how high with Michael Penix. If they connect, he might be low first round draft. Okay. Low first round. If they connect right throughout the year, he could be really good. But safely, I'd take him high second round.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Well, maybe in our draft, I'll think about taking him. We'll see.
All right.
Maybe I'll take him, use him as trade bait, and then I'll facilitate a trade if you have someone I want. That's probably going to be my.
I mean, I'll just take Amon Ra and then.
see so, what all right. Out. So, what are your expectations for this season for your Falcons? Is the NFC South wide open? Like, what's it looking like? What do you expect to see? Your playoffs or not? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, definitely. With the Bucks seem like the only real threat.
Yeah.
But then again, I have confidence when going at Sim because we swept them last year with Kirk Cousins. And Kirk Cousins did have.
You guys won both of those?
We won both of them. And the second one was kind of a scrappy, fluky game. But the first one, I don't know if you remember it, it was on Thursday Night Football. And Kirk Cousins threw for our franchise game record. He threw for like 509 yards, I think. He beat
Matt Ryan's gunner
record. Yeah.
Wow.
And so I think we should be able to keep up with him. And then it just comes down to just how much we get organized late in the season. But I'm liking the confidence behind MPJ. He seems like he's got a good head on his shoulders. He's humbly confident, I guess. That's the vibe I get from him when I see all the interviews. So I mean, last time we had a quarterback that was left-handed and named Michael, things worked out pretty good.
So that's right.
Yeah,
let's just hope this one, like, I won't say any jokes.
Okay.
I wanted to ask who do you think your best player is in that roster? If you could come on to like one person that like this is the person to rely on all the time to.
It has to be Bijan. It has to be Bijan. Yeah. Bijan. I mean, y'all got Jameer, we got Bijan, so
yeah.
That's a good.
How would you compare them both, Grant? Like, who do you think is better, Bijan or Jameer?
It's so close.
Is it though? Is it though? Sorry.
Well, I mean, if you look at the fantasy rankings, some people are taking Bijan 101.
But that's
just because the safety. Because you got Saquon, you got Jameer.
Yeah.
But I mean, Jameer's got the speed, and Bijan's got the cuts. So
he's a good cutter. Yeah.
Yeah, they're both amazing running backs.
And then who's your guys' number two back there? Is it still Algier?
Yeah, Algier, which he's solid. Okay. He's really solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see some things because y'all call Sonic and Knuckles, and people say we need a little
similar
duo for ours. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's kind of the same style. Like Bijan, somewhat like comparable to. I mean, that's why they get compared all the time. Not only were they the same draft, but you know, you can put them. And out routes, like a wide receiver, like they can have the same capabilities. You guys have built a good team. It's just getting them to do something together.
Yeah.
So I know I asked it earlier, but I don't think I let you talk about it. But Raheem Morris, what's it like, Ben, with him at coach?
I was questionable when we hired him, but I think he does. Pretty well. I'd say he's our best coach definitely since Dan Quinn. I really liked Dan Quinn when we had our coach and Raheem, he has a really good defensive mind. And that was our problem last year. He had brought a defensive coordinator named Jimmy Lake when he got hired. And basically this guy had never coached defense before. He was just kind of like Raheem Morris's friend that he was like, yeah, come on over with me. And that was very apparent, like in the first 10 games of the season, our defense was total garbage.
That happened to us. Oh my God.
Really? Bro, that's like me starting a podcast and be like, hey, Grant, come on as a guest.
That I'm basically Jimmy Lake right now. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'll figure it out as I go.
I'm kidding. Oh, dude, that's hilarious. So wait, is he still there?
No.
Like, so he was gone, right?
He had to fire his friend after like 10 games because of how bad he was. And I don't know if you remember the defensive end from New England that we had last year.
Judon. We wanted him. That's why I know. Yeah.
He was dropping him into coverage off the line. Like he would like fake rush and then he'd back up and like try to cover a linebacker, which he couldn't do because he's like 290 pounds, like 6'3". And it was awful. And then the last five or six games, Raheem just kind of took over the defense.
Yeah.
Also, and it immediately like upgraded like
night
immediately.
Yeah.
So yeah. We got Ulbrich now this year, and I think that will be the biggest key for our defense going forward. So I'm excited.
Yeah, so you're gonna take a step forward.
Yeah,
that's good. That's hilarious, bro. I had no idea. You guys are like, dude, we suck right now because the coach hired his friend, and his friend is like,
yeah, he's like, hey, you want to get on this gig with me? Like, it seems pretty good.
Pays pretty good.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. So, all right. So let me just play a quick sponsor, and I got a question for you about Dan Quinn when we come back.
Today's episode is sponsored by Dan Diamond Equipment, a used fork truck dealing company located in Hastings, Michigan. They sell and rent fork trucks and die handlers. With over 30 years of experience, don't hesitate to call Dan Diamond Equipment for all of your fork truck needs. Reach out to Dan at 269-948-3377. Again, the number for Dan Diamond Equipment, 269-948-3377.
All right, bro. So, Commanders, Dan Quinn takes over. Immediate success, unfortunately for both of us, because we underestimate them in the playoffs, and they came out guns blazing. We were not expecting that, honestly, even as fans. And they had a great season. I'm happy for the fan base. But from your standpoint, Grant, what are your thoughts and feelings seeing Dan Quinn now take a bad organization and now they're like contenders?
Yeah, I mean, they tore it up last year. Jalen Daniels, Dan Quinn, they were just, it was awesome to watch. I mean, I'd be lying if I was saying I wasn't a little jealous, because it's just so awesome to watch.
Yeah, like the SpongeBob meme where Squidward's looking out and they're having fun.
Yeah, yeah, you know, like that must be nice to feel that way. But
yeah,
I mean, I'm happy for him because I have no bad blood from 2016 season, 2017 Super Bowl. It wasn't his fault. It was.
It was not, dude.
No,
28-3 comeback. Tom Brady, like, it wasn't his fault.
Yeah, I mean, it was another coach named Shanahan, but well, that's another story. But, yeah, no. If there's any coach that could do that, it's him.
Yeah. Dang, man. So, if we could replay it back, what was the biggest reason why Dan Quinn was fired? Was it just you guys started losing again, or like
coaching? He couldn't get the team back together, the morale back up after that loss. That loss just completely
crushed everyone.
No one could come back from that.
Yeah,
that was nothing he could say could bring people back together.
Dang, man.
Yeah.
Because I bring this up because there's been so many similarities between us and the Commanders. Like I had a different episode last year where I talked about how they took a lot of our front office administrators and draft people, and they've been drafting really good ever since. But they I feel like their leadership style, Dan Campbell and Dan Quinn, are pretty similar. Like they can be really tough, but people know that he's tough because he loves the guys.
Right.
And so when 2 years ago, when the Lions lost that game against the Niners in the NFC Championship, we were up at halftime by like 17. Like all of us were like, it's in the bag. Like I know a lot of coworkers that were like, dude, at halftime, I was looking for Super Bowl tickets. Like we're in, like the game's over. And then for us to lose the way we did, it kind of reminded me, I was sitting there on the couch. It kind of reminded me of watching, you know, your Super Bowl. Because there were so many freak things that happened. Like I can go over all the freak things that happened for us, like fumble and just like a tip catch and all that. But that happened to you guys too. I remember Edelman, like that crazy catch that like he was surprised he caught. Like it just kind of happened and it wasn't really your coach's fault. But fortunately, like Dan Campbell, he was able to get everybody grouped back together. Like, no, we can do this. And then the season afterward, we have like a franchise set of 15 wins, never been done before. Granted, we lost against the Commanders, but it was a great season last year. Nonetheless, like we're a contender and we expect it this year. Mm-hmm. So what are some expectations for this year as a Falcons fan?
I would be over the moon to make it to the playoffs and win a playoff game.
Yeah,
that's
where you're at. Right? Just
that would be a successful season coming from where we've been the last 8 years. I think we haven't made the playoffs. Yeah. To make the playoffs, win a playoff game, that would just be like the best start, I think, for MPJ's career.
Yeah.
Do you think he can get the division at least?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Tampa's good, but they're not beatable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tampa's good, but they're not. They're definitely not like scary. Yeah. I would say.
Yeah.
Do they have a harder schedule this year, the Tampa, compared to you guys?
I haven't looked at Tampa's schedule, but I know we have an easier schedule than last year.
Yeah.
Really? And we went 8-9 last year with a messed up quarterback. So I have high hopes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you thinking like 11 wins this year then, or what?
I'd say that's doable. I'd say 10 wins is probably more.
Like you're confident?
Confident, 10 10 wins, but 11 wins. I wouldn't write it out of the picture for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at your depth chart online and you guys have a lot of former Lions players that we had like 2 years ago. Like you guys got DJ Chark.
Is that right? Yeah. We just signed him actually like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah. So you guys have DJ Chark. You have Jamal Agnew. Like we drafted him. He was a good punt returner, kick returner. Who's your number two cornerback?
So he's coming back. That's Mike Hughes.
Yeah. Yeah. We had Mike Hughes.
Oh, you had Mike Hughes. Okay.
Yeah. He's a little bit less than solid. Like, he's like a starter, but I'm not excited for him to be a starter.
He's just acceptable. Just like, okay.
Exactly. He's serviceable, I guess.
Serviceable, that's the word.
At least he was when he was with us a couple years ago. And, I mean, just with age, I don't know if that's the same or I don't know.
What would you – sorry, I'm asking questions.
No, you got – no, you asked questions.
Oh, go ahead. Okay.
What would you say the strength of your defense is?
So, last year – let me just start out with this. Mm-hmm. Last year, it was hard to tell where we were at specifically because – we had so many injuries, insane amount of injuries.
That's true.
Like
Richardson.
From you on your outside looking in, like, did you know we were dealing with all that?
Oh yeah. I remember Hutchinson went down in the beginning and I was like, oh dang, that's like right off the rip. That was rough. And then I kept hearing boom, boom, boom. I was like, well,
we literally had like 21 starters, like almost the entire team went down last year.
Oh man.
Except for our offense. Like mostly the whole defense went down.
Yeah.
So it's almost like we didn't know what we really had, and we still won 15 games, which is insane. So a lot of it was coaching, but this year we feel like we talked about in the last couple episodes, we feel like we're going to take a step up. We lost our defensive coordinator, Aaron Glenn. Now he's a head coach, but now our new DC, he's been groomed the last few years to take that role. Calvin Shepard, he used to be a player in the league and everybody loves him. He's a future head coach as well. And we have really high confidence in this guy to really take the defense to the next level. And so far in camp, that has turned out to be true. Like even a couple days ago in camp, reports are the defense is dominating. Like we have a top tier offense and the defense has been giving them a lot of trouble. Like they're playing really good.
Yeah.
So we do have high expectations for our defense this year.
And Hutch is back. He's back, baby.
Hutch is back. That's the
He's been making noise. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been making noise in camp. So at least I am. I'm really looking forward, excited to see how the defense looks in the regular season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same here.
It's almost like we haven't gotten to see it.
Right.
Yeah.
That I guess healthy. Same for the both of us. Then just excited to see the defense.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you guys? Who's your DC now?
Jeff Ulbrich. I'm pretty sure he was the Bears head coach last year, but for some reason it's blinking on me.
Oh, no. Now I remember. Ulbrich, he was in the Matt Patricia reign, Ivan. He was the secondary coach when we had Matt Patricia. So yeah. Ulbrich has been in Detroit. Hold on. Let me double check. I got to do my research because that guy... Matt Patricia, he's not very liked here in Detroit or in Michigan.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was the Jets defensive coordinator, and then the interim head coach. I was thinking the Bears. Okay, he was the Jets.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to find online real quick because I swear we had him at one point as like a secondary or like maybe it was several years ago, yeah. But anyhow. Yeah, I think he's a secondary guy, like his background.
Secondary. Okay.
I believe but so.
From everything I've seen, he's definitely an upgrade. So he should be able to get these guys together.
Yeah. That's good. That's good, man.
I'm excited.
Okay. Okay.
You asked earlier who about our defense. What was the question again about who were like our best core?
Yeah, I was thinking who or what would you say the strength of your defense? But you know, like you said,
I'd say I think the most consistent last year was before Anzalone went down. I think linebackers. Linebackers was our like, yeah.
We're pretty deep at that position too.
Yeah, we were really deep. Then like yeah. So who I'm trying to think.
Like our third string guys, like Malcolm Rodriguez, he could be a starter on a different team.
Oh really? Wow.
He's our third guy.
Like Rodrigo. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got like plenty of linebacker depth.
Yeah. And I remember what was the game against the Packers? We picked up somebody last second off the street. What was his name? And he like killed it that game for some reason.
Ezekiel Turner.
Yeah, that was crazy. He made a safe game saving touchdown. That was so.
Oh man. That's sick.
Yeah. Whatever it was, it was the power of friendship that was holding that team last year, man. That's all I say. Yeah.
It was Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell. He can motivate anything.
He can motivate grass, bro. Like
yeah. Yeah. That man is that man is
make it a rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That man is amazing. Yeah, for sure.
No.
Nice, man.
But I think going into the season, I think we'd see the most depth we have would be our cornerback, like cornerback or defensive backs right now. I know we just lost somebody, but I think at full strength, I believe our defensive backs are.
Yeah. We got two all pros at safety. We've got Kirby Joseph, who's officially an all pro. And I think Brian Branch got snubbed. I think he should have been an all pro.
Oh, okay. I remember Kirby had an insane year last year.
He did.
I remember that.
It was crazy.
And it's really because Branch sets him up to be a free safety to do whatever he wants. But Branch is doing all the dirty work, the crazy hits. Like he's a really amazing, strong safety and he plays a nickel. Like he plays every position. So like Kirby got to shine, which he has to if he has a talent, which he does. But people kind of don't pay as much attention to Brian Branch outside of Michigan. But here, we all know that Brian Branch is pulling his, and he's an amazing player.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, those two. Got to watch those two during the season. Yeah. How about you guys?
Yeah, we got Jesse Bates. I mean, he's just been like a turnover machine.
Yeah.
I forget what we paid him, but he's been worth every penny because, like, the last two seasons, he's been, like, the standout defensive player for sure.
Yeah.
He's been like the leader in interceptions, I think fumbles maybe. He's just been going crazy. So with our drafts this year, our picks, we got some other safeties to give him some help. Cuz he deserves all the help he can get cuz he's just doing it all back there.
For sure, man. Awesome. Awesome. Well, I don't got much else. You got any other questions for Lions fans, Grant? Maybe something you want to know for tomorrow?
What score prediction y'all got for?
Ooh, that's a good one. Score prediction for tomorrow, bro. These preseason games are hard because
they are hard.
They're really just throwing like whatever at the wall for plays, and we're gonna play Hendon Hooker tomorrow as a starter at quarterback.
Okay, I think y'all got the heads up on us then, because I think we're playing Easton Stick. He's our third string.
Yeah, was he in Georgia? Where did he go to college?
He might have went to Georgia. Easton Stick.
Yeah, I mean they transfer now like year to year every year. But I feel like I remember him in a red Chargers. Uniform.
He's 29 years old. Oh, never mind. I don't know. It says he's from North Dakota State.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then I'm thinking of someone else. Okay. So you guys playing Easton Stick tomorrow. All right. Yeah. We're playing Kyle Allen in the second half. So you'll see some okay. of him.
Yeah.
They'll throw a couple picks. They'll make some mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did this last game. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But
yeah, I was going to ask, is there any like rookies or any second year players you feel like are going to stand out in these preseason games to get a position?
I'm just watching two, Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. Those two edge rushers.
Yeah.
I just, that's all I'm going to be watching. If he throws one to our new safety, then Xavier Watts, then that's just icing.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd say for us, me personally, I'm definitely pay attention to Hendon Hooker. Hopefully he just makes another leap. Our wide receiver, Isaac Tesla, he's another guy. He's from
I've heard of him.
He's from here, Grand Rapids area.
I actually saw something on ESPN about it. Was like it wasn't like a documentary, but it was like a short little video about him growing up as a Detroit fan.
Yeah.
And so that was really cool to watch.
What's like trippy for us is like I know where his high school is, like he's like down the road. It's kind of weird, like and now he's a Lion. Like it's pretty cool to see that. Clay got to meet him at training camp and just talked to him, and he's a real cool dude, but he's definitely a Detroit person because of his mindset, like the way he works. So you'll see him tomorrow play and he will stick out. Like the way he runs routes, he'll get catches. Yeah. You'll see him tomorrow and be like, okay, like that dude is going to definitely be a good NFL player. Okay. And we're hoping he brings enough juice where the Lions wide receivers become like a triple threat. We'll have Amon-Ra, we'll have Jameson Williams, and then if we can add Tesla on there, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be watching out for him.
Yeah. Nice. Cool, man. So score prediction tomorrow, hard to say. I would say 24-28 Falcons. Like, I feel like you guys might play a little more of your rookies or starters. I think they'll win, even though I don't mean much. I don't think we'll win it. But
it sounds weird. I hope we don't win, because every time I think we go winless in the preseason, then we actually have a good season.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a little superstitious, but
no, yeah, it's true.
It always seems that way.
The year we went 0-16, a couple decades ago, like our preseason, we were 4-0 that preseason, and just dominated the preseason, and then just So there's some truth to that, I think.
Yeah. So whatever happens. I'll say 26-18 Falcons.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's pretty fair. What do you think, Ivan?
All right. My prediction, we'll see. Like, let's do 24-20 Lions winning. I just wanted to see the at least third stringers, second stringers try to win a game.
Yeah.
It'd make me feel easier knowing that if we have good players.
Make me believe.
Yeah, make me believe. Yeah. I know for real.
Make me a believer.
Like, if one of our main players go down, we have a security blanket. So. I think I still want to see our players win. Like, who doesn't want to? But seeing them winning, with other good, good competition, just makes a difference.
Yeah, like exciting. Yeah.
We shall see.
But at the end of the day, I don't care if we lose or win. It's just the preseason.
It's all to get them reps, get them time, and get them adjusted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, thanks for your time, Grant. We appreciate you coming on, giving us some Falcons knowledge. We hope you guys have a good season. I don't think we always play you guys every year. This year you're not in the schedule, which is kind of sad, because we always have our banter that week. Grant, you and I, we set up our bets on each other.
Yep.
We won't have that this year, but at least we got the preseason, we got to do this. Thank you for coming on, and thank you to the audience for being a loyal listener of the All Grit podcast. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Send in your questions through our social media. Have a great week, everyone.
See you.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice.
Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.